Yo, really, really.
Hey, Kaizer Chiefs must forget the league is gone.
Yeah, they must leave the club tonight. Not tomorrow, tonight.
Yes, you can always put the blame on the coach.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. What an incredible weekend of football that was. So much drama. In the days of our footballing lives, never would we expect the twists in the tale to be so bold and beautiful. But here we are in the GLAAD Africa Championship. Swallows FC completed their incredible comeback to earn automatic promotion to the PSL ahead of Ajax Cape Town. Meanwhile, in the league, Bidvest Wits pulled off a last-minute victory, stunning Kaizer Chiefs, who threw away multiple clear-cut chances. But where Middendorp looked depressed and defeated after Amakosi's result, his rival, Pitso Mosimane, looked maddened and infuriated with Sundown's failure to beat relegation-threatened Baroka FC, who won 1-0 thanks to a first-half goal. No matter what happens now, it's going down to the wire. The title will be decided on the final day of the 2019-20 APSA Premiership season. After the big games, we ask you all to send your voice notes through and you never disappoint. I am your host, Salu Paho, and this is the SL Podcast Network. Down in the GLAAD Africa Championship, back when we entered lockdown, Ajax Cape Town seemed destined for automatic promotion. But since entering the bubble, their bubble's been burst by Swallows FC, who've earned automatic promotion on goal difference. After their win, we asked you if the Dube Birds can return to their glory days, and here's what you all had to say.
I'm happy for Squice big PSL. I'm feel sorry for Ajax. I'm feel sorry for Kaizer Chiefs.
Hi, siyababonga laba bafana base Dube Birds. Aw. Awenze umsebenzi omkhulu kuhlelo kwabakwenzile. Eke bebuye, hayi, ngalokho ekukhonya abantu ababodwa nalapho befike bethathile ku-PSL. Siyabonga msasasa.
Although Swallows gained promotion fairly on the ground, in the field of play, I'm worried because at some point I heard that there's an arbitration that's going to be sitting on Sunday, that is today, and the results of that arbitration will be made public Monday the 31st. We don't know. So wait and see. I'm happy for Swallows in the field of play, but still waiting for the arbitration results.
Hi, Sokola Duma. So I'm happy for Swallows FC. I'm happy that they finally gained promotion back to the Premier League after being away for such a long time. You know, I'm so happy for them. And, you know, they are one of the original teams of South African football. And I'm really proud of them that they really fought so hard and they are finally back in the Premier League. And I just hope and pray that they do not chop and change they are playing personnel for next season, because I honestly think they have a very good squad capable of fighting for a mid-table finish next season. I watched 90% of all their games and I honestly think that they have a very good team, they have a good squad, and they must keep it intact if they want to survive in the Premier League next season. Once again, congratulations, Swallows. Congratulations to one of the founding fathers of South African football.
Up next, Kaizer Chiefs needed victory against Bidvest Wits to keep control of their destiny heading into the final two matches. And they had every opportunity but couldn't make it work. Even their top scorer, Samir Nurkovic, couldn't score. And the students broke Kosi Hearts with a last gasp winner to steal a 1-0 victory. This is the last round of matches where teams played their games at different times. So we asked you all if Chiefs had thrown the league title away, not knowing, of course, that the day still had more twists in store. Here's how you responded.
Hey, Kaizer Chiefs must forget the league is gone.
Kaizer Chiefs, forget about Premiership. It's not the football cell, Premiership. Forget.
The thing is, you can't always put the blame on the coach. The guys had to go out there and prove themselves to the world that they can do it. They're the ones to be blamed. In fact, these players have been paid a lot of amount to deliver, yet they don't deliver, and the next thing, putting the blame on the coach.
Ernest Middendorf, makahambe, we're useless. Eyona coach akaye useless apha eMzantsi le. Ayazi. So all those points is in Kisilena's draw. It's because we're useless.
Chiefs didn't throw away league title now. They threw it long ago with Vets game on the 12th
August 2020, when Midon Dorp substituted two defenders while leading by 1-0. That's when the league and Chiefs went separate ways.
It's obvious Kaizer Chiefs have thrown the title away. Obvious, Mamelodi Sundowns, when they come and play with the Baroka, they'll crash Baroka. I mean, Peter can't take that chance. It's obvious. He saw Kaizer Chiefs losing today, so he'll make sure that he win that game. Definitely sure. Sundowns is a team to take the PSL title. Darlington, thanks.
I would like to say that Kaizer Chiefs have themselves to blame about losing this league, because the way we look at things, it's already gone. It's very shame. Imagine leading from last year, August 2019, and then they're going to lose it now at the end when there's about 3 games to go. Very shame of them.
Yeah, yo, really, ish. You know, Chiefs, I don't know what's going on there. There is soccer there, the whole material are there, but I don't know, really. Our players, finish up, there's nothing, you know, about useless, bunch of useless players. Nokovic them, awa, bantos, yane. But there's nothing more to tell. Kitlafena Chiefs again, when they are ready to win the league, then I will try a ball for my fair.
I'm a Kaizer Chiefs supporter. Firstly, I would like to say the coach must leave the club tonight. Bernard Parker must leave also. Kabore, Akumu, they must leave the club today. There is no hope for us to take the lead, because definitely it is a very bad performance that is coming from these guys. I don't know. It seems like that Maluleke was the key player on Kaizer Chiefs. No, but the fact that the coach is doing such bad things, and like Bernard Parker is doing foolishness, selfish, what. So as for now, I want the coach, Bernard Parker, Akumu, Kabore, yeah, they must leave the club tonight. Not tomorrow, tonight.
On an honest note, Chiefs really did play good football today, Joe. They were looking forward to the, like, they had that impact of, like, they really wanted to win the league and everything. They were playing so nicely. But the problem was up front with Chiefs. They were putting Nikovic only there just to play for them. And that, they had this problem of that they were defending too deeply. So they were attacking the Chiefs on a counter attack. It means good, and then the Chiefs had a problem, so I at the back, and Mato wasn't the man to Guti Adale namhlanje. No. Besides the incident, but the Chiefs, from the start of the game, it showed Guti, no. I nyeki kone we win a le game ya fandah. Anyaki. Velo kwa ba inking anje inkolu between the team, je, iyo oto anje yona personally. So, since Nikovic abuyile, it shows that the Chiefs it's a one-man team. Besides that guy, there's no Chiefs. Billet was out, and they took Kukatsane, they put him in a panze. Mababababuse Lukatsane, at least he came here to buya kanani. But if it's Bashay, we counter-attack. That's football. That's really football. So, anyway, what I'm trying to say is, Guti, had lucky Chiefs. Sorry, guys, next time, man.
How to say next, guy? Kaka Chiefs is better. Sundowns he win it. He bounce back. He cry. He equalizing goal. He win this game. He win it. Even the next coming 2 games, he win. Cause our coach has to be analyze my game. He says next. Gore a win a league. Le ha Sundowns he ka tlhotsa mo tseleng. Le ene still Sundowns ga jewa le ene wa jewa. So it doesn't help. I just wish them good luck, but win gave me ena. Even the next coming 2 games, but you win. Because me didn't know about my intentions to win a game at all. I mean, this league.
I'm very, very disappointed on Kaizer Chiefs. It's really, really putting me down. And I don't even know what to say. I don't have any way. They lost chances, a lot of chances. Parker, Nikovic, Matoho, everyone, guys. How come you are underneath, then you lose, instead of just putting it inside? That was another side I didn't know, that the Nikovic is like that. I never thought you would do something like that, missing a big chance like that. No, man. This is something that is different.
We as fans always make the mistake of thinking we can predict this league. As you heard then, Chiefs sounded down and out after their result as defending champions took on Baroka FC, who are fighting for survival. Little did they know that Ananias Schebert would snatch a first half headed goal for Baroka, and Dylan Kerr's men would swiftly park the bus to grab victory and keep Chiefs in first place. We asked if the pressure to overtake Chiefs was too much for Masandawana to handle, and here's what you had to say.
Football can kill you. You know what? When Chiefs lost, Sundowns tell themselves that they're going to beat Baroka easy. So they were overjoyed about Chiefs' loss. They don't feel any pressure by that time. It was they tell them it was a walk in the park, but Baroka give them the tough time, you know. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a dog-eating-dog situation. This league, it's so mouth-watering. I like it. The league must be won by the last game of the league. That is the tough league. So South African league is tough, my man. Really, I like the style and the standard so far. Even though no more beautiful football at all. But Sundowns, they must blame themselves. They have an uppercut to extend their league. Their lead. That's because of the over excitement and joy that Chiefs lost. Then they must blame themselves.
Ah, mina nje ngakusho nje ukuthi hayi Sundowns ubuchu. Uyayibona iChiefs idliwe sharp. But Sundowns nje ukungena kuleya game lemela ngabe iphakamisa amakhawu ubuchu.
Baroka had a very fantastic, marvelous game. They needed all 3 points and they managed to get out of that stadium with all the maximum points. I thank them for beating that team. Yo, it was a very great weekend. Thank you.
The heat and the pressure that Kaizer Chiefs felt from day one, the first game, up until game 27 to 28, Sundowns couldn't handle it. Because they said on top of the league just for 19 minutes, of which that simply means that that chair was too much for Sundowns to handle it. So Kaizer Chiefs has no other choice but to finish whatever that they have started. Chiefs will win this league.
Yes, I'm a Kosi fan. I'm back again. Yeah, Rodney Tobejana, the former coach of Baroka FC, a couple of years said football can kill you. Today we saw Matter Dobbs suffering a heart attack. Even Pizzo now is crying about losing 1-0 to Baroka FC. Baroka FC, we have to remember all of us guys, the knockout Chiefs in Telkom knockout a couple of years ago, they draw against Pirates. Pirates were thinking they win. They came to draw 1-1 in 90 minutes. We remember the goal of Oscar, the former goalkeeper of Baroka FC. It break the heart of all of the Pirates. So football can kill you guys.
Quite frankly, there was not the issue of them having a pressure. I think Sundowns, they've been playing this typical football for quite some time. I think even last year, if we can just revisit the league that they've won, the two previous titles that they've won, it was just, you just get the points there, you get 3 points there, you know, there was no so-called consistency. So that's how they do these things. Even this league, they will obviously win it the way they're doing it, all right? That's how they're doing it. So this coming two games, I can even predict them. On Wednesday, they will get a draw, and on Saturday, they get a win, and they win the league. That's pretty simple as that. That is how, you know, they win the league every now and then. So I don't think there was any pressure. It's Sundowns the way it is. And this bubble thing is quite difficult for everybody.
I think Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns, they made a huge mistake by losing those crucial games at this stage of the season. You are not supposed to lose such a critical game when you want to win the league. So there is something that is lacking. Both teams doesn't perform well after the lockdown. So the league is open for everyone, from Vets, SuperSport United, and including Sundowns and Kaizer Chiefs.
Well, that is all for the Fan Reaction Show, which is an SL Podcast Network production. The SL Podcast Network forms part of Soccer La Duma and is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho. It is edited by Simon Strella and the graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get all of the latest local football news. And make sure to subscribe to the SL Podcast Network on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From the team over here at Soccer La Duma, we'll see you this time next week. Thank you very much. Amen.